When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get wholly developed spirit, soul, and body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and it's Friday on the broadcast.
Wow. I'm just amazed at how quickly
it is amazing.
Every day has gone by. We've so enjoyed being on this broadcast together and to be with you. It's just been a party time all last week, this week, and looking forward into next week as we continue on this study that we've been on, how to be strong in the end times.
Now, we're covering a lot of material, but all of this material is available. Our notes are totally available to you. All of the, many of the comments, all of the scriptures, they're available to you right now, absolutely free on kcm.org/notes. And you can follow along with us as we go through the study. And when you go back and watch this again, because I know you're going to go back on kcm.org and watch these again, because they're so important for the times that we're in, you can actually be following us along in this. Our desire and our heart is that you be strong in the Lord during these end times, and that your faith not fail, but you be powerful in the face of all the stuff that's going on around us.
You know, we have to grow in the Lord, and He wants us to be prepared for things that are to come. Sometimes it's, you feel like you're building your house in a storm. I know we've talked before. We felt like there have been times that we were working on the engine of an airplane at 30,000 feet. But the Lord is gracious to help us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word. We have all the resources of heaven. We have each other. We have our prayer line that you can call to get that help. But we're still responsible to be strong, to develop our spirits so that in these times of great pressure, as Paul told Timothy, great stress and trouble, hard to deal with, hard to bear, that in those times we can have a strong spirit that's strong in faith, strong in love, strong in peace, strong in the fruit of the Spirit, to where those things keep you rooted and grounded. And like Jesus said, you built your house on a rock, and the winds blow and the rains come and the storms bash against the side of the house. It doesn't affect you because you are locked in and on the rock. But you've got to start somewhere. Now, it doesn't matter. I was talking with someone yesterday, that a good friend of mine, and, you know, sometimes it feels like even as strong as we are, we have to realize that when there are pressures against us, we go back to these very same things. It doesn't matter if you've hearing them for the first time or the 100th time. It doesn't matter. We still take these things and grow by them. And it's also good, you know, George, a lot of times we assume. We assume we're strong. We don't realize how much we've been depleted by the things that are going on around us. How much maybe our bodies are pulling on spiritual life or our thoughts, our minds, not to mention all the junk that surrounds us. And next week we can talk about enemies of a strong spirit. But Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man sustains him. Bodily pain or trouble, but a weak, broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Or who can rise higher than a weak spirit? You can't. However strong your spirit is or isn't, that's as far as you're going to get.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we've been really focusing in on this week how to develop a strong spirit. And we found out that we do it three major ways. We do it through diet. You know, you actually do this in the same way that you strengthen the physical body. You have to eat. You have to eat well. And a body that doesn't eat will eventually die. Well, you've got to feed your spirit, faith food. You've got to feed the spirit, the Word of God. And it's also done by exercise, exercising your faith muscle, exercising the Word of God in your life, and also through rest. So the body needs food, it needs exercise, it needs rest. So does the spirit. The spirit of man needs all of those things. And so we talked about diet, and then we've been in the middle of talking about exercising our faith. And I guess I'm saying this by faith. I love to exercise my faith. I really do. Because, you know, the things that we've been through and the things that we've experienced in the past, we have had to believe God through those things. And it's made us stronger.
Exercising your faith
in the middle of a trial has actually defeated what the devil's trying to do to us. He thinks he's trying to weaken us, but really what we're doing is we're getting stronger.
Right, right. You want to get to that place to where it's like the Apostle Paul. He's like, shoot me with your best shot, devil. You know, he said, I get excited in the face of tribulations. I get excited in the face of trouble. Why? Because this is my opportunity to allow God to be big. But God will, on a consistent basis, only be as big in your life as you are strong enough to trust and believe Him. Strong spirits are able to keep their eyes and focus on Him.
Focus
on the Word.
Ooh,
focus is a big word.
Focus.
And it takes strength, spiritual strength.
Mm-hmm.
It takes mental strength as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you only feed your soul on mental candy, if you only feed it, even spiritually speaking, you just get little tidbits of the Word here and there. You can't renew your mind by that. And if all you do is watch TV and play games and chit and chat and gossip and that sort of thing, that's all mental candy. And you know what I noticed, George, you know, as a former editor and writer, it bothers me when people can't speak good grammar. And you find out that they can't talk because they've learned to speak based on pop culture and texting. They can't write a good sentence because they only text, you know?
Yeah.
So that's mental candy. But when you go to the Word and you exercise your mind, your brain, and thinking, along with strengthening your spirit, disciplining your flesh, when you do that, then you've got a threefold cord. The Bible says, I believe in Ecclesiastes, that kind of threefold cord is not easily broken.
Yes.
When you're strong in spirit, strong in your soul, mind renewed by the Word of God, and strong in your body, all of them disciplined to the Word.
Exactly.
Wow. It's hard to break that kind of person down.
So you exercise your faith in the Word of God. So developing a strong spirit will come through spiritual exercises. And what are those spiritual exercises? Well,
we talked to see. I'm sorry, I interrupt, but I'm excited to get to that. But I want to remind them. Yesterday, talked about being a doer of the Word.
Oh yes, okay, yeah,
right,
that's good to know.
Yeah,
I'll come back soon.
We talked about being a doer of the Word. Whatever you see in the Word, then you do it and you live by it. We talked about exercising our faith, and you were so good at explaining about that and how we use our words to believe God, to remove things and to receive things. But then there are these other things, and forgiveness. Talked about
exercising your forgiveness muscle.
The forgiveness muscle,
which
I like that.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
But you get to where that's easier the more you exercise it, the easier that it is to do that.
Right,
And then you can get to a place to where offenses, you don't even have to forgive because you don't even notice anymore.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that in some areas.
Yeah.
Aren't we all? But I want to go through this list. Now, That's your turn.
Me.
You.
All right.
Speaker.
Spiritual exercises. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest spiritual exercises that we have is actually reading our Bibles. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing, that people have Bibles in homes that are gathering dust. And they may or may not take it to church. I was talking to a young person just
Our granddaughter went to, is when she went to church with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she was the only one that brought a Bible. She was the only girl in there, only child in there that had a Bible. And the kids were looking at her like she was strange. Now that's a church.
So this goes right with that, okay?
Okay.
So Rick Renner said one time he went to visit a church kind of in our area, and he said he just wanted to see what it was like there, and he was in town. This some years back, and he said nobody had Bibles. He said he was looking around. Nobody brought a Bible. And he said there was this one person that walked in with a Bible. And he went and he said, and you know, Ricky's so curious. He said, I want to ask you a question. Yes. Said, why did you bring your Bible to church? Nobody else has one. She said, well, actually, I go to Eagle Mountain International Church, but I was running late today and I decided to stop here because I was so late.
Okay,
that was
so.
But I was like, okay, I believe they all have their Bibles on their phone. That's what it was. But
you are exercising your faith when you are reading your Bible every time. If you open that Bible and you say, Lord, whatever you say, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to get out of this, I am going to take it by faith. I'm going to read it, and I'm thinking about my scripture in Ephesians chapter 6. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I take that word by faith. You are actually exercising your faith by reading the Word of God.
Proverbs 4, verse 20 says, keep the Word before your eyes.
Yes.
Don't let it depart from your eyes.
Yes.
It's good to speak the Word. In fact, that's one of the spiritual exercises, is speaking the Word, speaking it to one another, speaking the Word over your circumstances. But you need to keep it in your eyes as well as in your mouth, because that's how you get it down into your heart, is reading the Word, and then also reading books that'll fill your heart with faith, reading books that will lift you up. And I don't have a lot of extra time, so I'm very careful about what I put my eyes on.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some books that I go back to. Brother Hagin talked about that when he used to travel on the road. He would take a big, like a footlocker with him, and he'd take books, because he'd be on the road 4, 5, 6 weeks at a time. And so, you know, back then you didn't have all of our devices, but you had books, and he would take books on faith, books on healing, and he would read those books every night when he would go to bed. He'd come back home, switch out the books, but he always kept those books with him. And that's how you exercise your faith, when you are reading the Word of God, reading faith-filled books that are encouraging you and building your faith. And then also you talked about speaking, saying.
Speaking the Word, hearing yourself. Faith comes by hearing, and you'll believe you before you will anybody else.
Yeah.
So being careful that you speak the Word on purpose, but then also just having the Word in your mouth, and that it's part of your language, you know, that we, and it's not empty words, but we say them on purpose.
And talking about speaking the Word, okay, so in the notes, I've included this. We haven't gone through these because there's so much, but I've created these notes, and these are all confessions. Strengthen your faith, declaring who you are in Christ. All of those scriptures that you can confess, declaring what you have in Christ. All of the scriptures are there. Strengthen your spirit, declaring what you can do in Christ Jesus. There it is. And then this one I wrote, God is my strength, based on Psalm 18. All of these are available online, kcm.org/notes, and you can declare those, you can speak those, and those are also on a resource that I've done. It's a CD, and it's a Power Confessions. And all of these, I use these on Power Confessions. And so you get me stirred up when I start talking about confessing the Word of God, because that is a faith exercise.
We call you around our house Captain Confession. Now, what about the other things, which praising the Lord? Spending time praising God, worshiping Him.
Yeah.
Praising Him is acknowledging when He's done something, acknowledging what He's done. You can praise Him for things He did in the Bible.
Mm.
You can praise Him for things that Jesus has done for us. You can praise Him for what He did for you yesterday, today, years ago, for your family, friends, church, for our nation. Praise Him for what He's done. Don't just take to Him your complaints. Praise Him for what He's done in the face of things to complain about.
That's right.
That's when it's really spiritual exercise. But then worship. Worship is adoration. Worship is yielding to Him. Worship is giving yourself to Him. That's really worship. It's not just the slow part of the song service. Worship is giving yourself over to Him, to be like Him, to follow His will, and to let him be God in your life.
Rejoicing.
Rejoicing.
Okay, I've got a scripture for that one.
Okay.
Can I give my scripture? Do we have enough time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rejoicing. This scripture is in Habakkuk. It's chapter 3, verse 17, 18, and 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be on the vines, or labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields of the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now that's all bad news. That's all stuff that's going on. And you might be putting other things in there. You may not have fields yielding no meat, or the flock cut off from the fold, but there may be other things that are going on.
No gas in the tank, no food
no gas
in the pantry, no money in the savings, no money
the mortgages
to pay the bill.
And then, but verse 18, this is an exercise of faith. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon the high places. So in this, I'm rejoicing in the Lord, and that is an exercise of faith. Right in the middle of what you're going through right now, you need to rejoice in the Lord, and that will bring strength into your life. Do it right now. Father, I thank you. I praise
Lord.
You. I glorify
We're
you.
So glad.
I rejoice in the Lord.
In you, Father.
I rejoice in you, Lord.
We're
you are
so
the provider. You are the supplier.
Thank you.
You are taking
thank
care
you,
of
Lord.
My family. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the more you do that, am I too loud?
Well, I'm thinking about the audio in the booth. He's probably.
but I've done that so many times, right in the middle of a situation, just rejoicing in the Lord. And that praise pushes back the enemy. That praise stops the enemy. That praise shuts him down. He can't stand it. And that is an exercise of faith, to do that in the middle of whatever you're going through.
Nancy Dufresne was talking about the moment she got the news that her husband had been killed in a plane crash.
Mm.
Wow. It's not something that you see coming. But what did she do? She began to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Not because of the plane crash, but to praise God for His goodness and His ability to see her through. And she praised and she praised and she rejoiced in the Lord. Not in that situation. She praised the Lord. She rejoiced in the Lord. And through that, she said grief never got hold of her.
Yep.
Grief was never able to do to her what it was designed to do. Was it easy? No. But it comes easier than you might think when you're already preparing and becoming strong in the Lord, and you press into it even when it's not easy.
Mm.
Even when it's so hard, it hurts, and everything within you is screaming that you do something else. When it's screaming at you, cave. It's screaming at you to fold up.
Yeah.
But the moment you do, the moment you fold up, it makes it that much harder to come back from. I can testify to that. There's always there's a split moment of decision.
Right.
A split moment of opportunity.
Exactly.
Of opportunity for you to choose which way you're going to go. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. As for me, in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes, that's right.
I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life so that you and your seed may live. Choose it. You have to choose it right in the face of pressure and intensity. You choose to do the God thing. You choose to do the faith thing. You choose to do the love thing. You choose to do the word thing. And if you don't know what it is, then you go to it and you find out. Okay. And while it's good to call people to pray, and it's good when you have a faith partner or partners, you know, in Bible studies and groups, but nobody can replace what you do when you stand. Having done all to stand, Ephesians says, stand therefore, having girt your loins with truth, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all the shield of faith, and taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you just keep pressing and pressing. And in doing that, when it's hard, strengthens you. And the next time something like that comes along, it won't be so hard. And when you're stronger in the Lord, it keeps a lot of those things from ever happening again. There is a lot that could be stopped if we were stronger in the Lord. There are a lot of things that we could minimize if we were stronger in the Lord already. But thanks be unto God, we can stand strong and not be afraid, not even be afraid of death. Why? Because, as Paul said, death, where's your sting? Victory. Death, where's your sting? Where's your victory grave? You don't have any because we're in Him. George, I don't want to...
One of the greatest things that we can do
to get
strengthen
to that
our spirit, and I do this all the time. I pray in tongues. I pray in other tongues. It talks about when you pray in tongues, you edify yourself.
Read that in Corinthians first.
And in 1 Corinthians 14, in verse 4, he that speaks in a tongue edifies himself. The word there, edify, means to charge up, to build up like a battery. And even this morning, I was telling Pastor Terry, I was in my prayer time, and I said, for 15 minutes, I'm going to pray in the Spirit, I'm going to pray in tongues, and Lord, I'm praying specifically to edify myself, to build myself up, and to strengthen myself.
What you did is you directed your faith towards that. And you began to pray, just like when you picture yourself being built up while you're doing that.
Exactly.
And that's when there may not be any sense or unction or anointing on that, but you just do it just like working out. You don't feel that you're getting stronger when you're working out. The strength shows up later when you need it.
Exactly.
You put a demand on it.
Jude 20.
Beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Building up yourselves in faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, you will keep yourself in the love of God. I've had some situations I was in, under such pressure, George, to be angry or upset.
Right.
And I, by faith, prayed in tongues and got the pressure off. Instead of being under pressure to be mad, I directed praying in tongues and it got the pressure off being built up.
Yep.
And I love this last one that we're talking about, spiritual exercising, and that's giving.
That's giving. Yeah, exactly. Giving, there's something happens when you give, when you sow. There is a chain reaction that takes place, and there's a strength. There's something about giving that strengthens you.
Especially if you challenge yourself to give more.
Exactly.
How many times we sometimes challenge each other?
Yeah.
Sometimes we challenge each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes we challenge ourselves to give more than we gave. Give more than we just can easily give.
Oral Roberts was laying in a hospital bed. He had
serious condition.
Tubes in his nose, and it was a serious condition. And he had fallen asleep, and he woke up, and his wife was sitting there. And so he was able to speak, and he said, Evelyn, sow the biggest seed that you can sow.
Yeah.
For him, right in the middle of that situation, you sow a seed in the middle of that situation, and that is like a sucker punch to the devil. It just shuts him up, and it shuts him down right in the middle of whatever you're going through. We have done that over and over
again
at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth Copeland Ministries gives 10% off of the top of our income, and it goes right back out again, more.
And then a lot.
And a lot more.
That, a lot.
And we do it when it looks like times are great. We do it when we look like we're behind. kind. It does not matter. We do it because it's what the Word tells us to do. It produces the results. And we believe.
I almost like it better, George, when it's not easy. Sometimes I even like it better.
Well, you're exercising your
like
muscles.
Watch what God can do. You're exercising your faith in God. And it's not just you can't buy God.
Yeah.
Can't buy His favor. But exercising faith in His ability by giving. Because touching the money spot is tender for a lot of people. So this is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And we're giving you this opportunity to give into this ministry. If it's been a blessing and a help to you, and I know it has, then we're giving you this opportunity to give into this ministry. The information there's on your screen because we want to invite you to sow your faith into what we're doing, because we have been sowing our faith into your life in every way, with what it costs to do these broadcasts, what it costs to bring this program to you and all this studio and these wonderful people. All that happens is by faith, and we sow that towards you. And so this is your opportunity to give back into this ministry.
Father, as they give today, I thank You that new strength is coming to them. There's
a
giving strength. We've never said this before. There's a strength connected to giving, that as we give out, it'll be given back to us, whatever we need. And Lord, we're getting stronger and stronger in our giving, and stronger in our receiving. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Yeah. You know, you can't be strong in receiving if you're not strong first in giving.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that
way. That's right. That's right.
So, praise the Lord. We've enjoyed these past 2 weeks. You can go back and listen, or you can go to KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. But then we'll be back with you next week. And until then, Pastors George and Terry reminding you
that God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's Word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.